KDYS. Mobile.
CJ.
KB at SVJ in 8 DMH.
In 8 DMH, W8 and WO.
N8NWO, WN8Q.
Hey, good morning, Larry. WN8Q, W8NWO. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Nelson. You got a copy, N8NWO, WN8Q.
Yes, sir. I copy, no problem. This is an exercise. This is an exercise. Grand Traverse EOC, are you on the air? This is an exercise. W8NWO. This is an exercise. Roscommon County EOC, are you on the air? This is an exercise. W8NWO. WN8Q, Larry, are you still there? This is W8NWO.
W8NWO, WN8Q. Good morning, Nelson.
Morning, Larry. This is an exercise. This is an exercise. We are opening temporary shelters for people who have lost power. We need AUXCOM support to provide a communication link between the EOC and the shelters. This is an exercise. I'll have more information coming out in a few minutes. W8NWO.
WNAQ, roger that. I'm available and I have Winlink available as well.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Grand Traverse, Roscommon, or Chippewa counties, do I have any representatives from Grand Traverse, Roscommon, or Chippewa counties? This is W8NWO. This is an exercise. WNAQ, W8NWO.
W8NWO, WNAQ here. Go ahead, Nelson.
Hey, Larry. This is an exercise. Could you please provide periodic updates of the status of the infrastructure at your location? And to utilize WinLink, there's actually a form in WinLink, a template, I should say. If you go to New Message and then Templates, you can find a form for a field situation report. See if that's appropriate. And if you would, just periodically send me updates of the status of the infrastructure at your location, if you would, please. Does that make sense? This is an exercise. W8NWO.
W8NWO, WNAQ. Roger that. I've got the forms open on my computer right now. That's one I don't think I'd print it out, but I'll print it out, and I'll send you one in the next couple of minutes. And I'll the first one, at least, I'll verify by radio just to make sure that you've got it. Roger that.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. W8NWO.
W8NWO and 8DMH on the way.
Good morning, Drake. W8NWO.
I'm coming up with some injects for you. I haven't forgotten about you. Just give me a minute. And 8DMH.
Oh, no, that's fine. I have the official ones from the state, so I just wanted to make sure I got those out to the people that needed them. W8NWO.
What method are you using to send those?
I've been emailing them. What's your preference?
WinLink or whatever works, I guess.
Okay. What WinLink address would you like me to use?
KSGZ is the WinLink address you'd like you to use.
Perfect. Will do. W8NWO.
Oh, and CCNATN on it, too.
Will do.
Thanks. I need you much.
W8NWO, WN8Q.
Go ahead, Larry.
Nelson sent the message, the form you requested, field situation report. I did include an accurate longitude and latitude, so the mapping function should work as well. Please let me know if you have any trouble receiving that. I had a great connection. I had like 2,500 bits per second. I've never had that fast. It was a station east of Toronto, Peterborough, Ontario. Anyway, just for information, WNAQ.
Larry, that's perfect. I received your report with the note that it's very cold and some icing on the trees. Looks great, Larry. Appreciate it. W8NWO, this is an exercise.
If I send an updated report in a half hour, is that about the right time frame, or what would you like?
Yep, that's fine. That's perfect. And also, if you want next time, if you want to resend this one, if you want, you can also send it to WS8EOC, Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie, State EOC. Go ahead and copy them on it, too. W8NWO.
Give me that address again, please, Nelson. Go ahead, please.
Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie, WS8 Emergency Operations Center.
Okay, roger that. I'll if I copy them, that should be fine. I think that'll work as well. WNEQ.
W8NWO.
W8NWON8NXT.
Good morning, Chuck. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you give me a call, phone call?
Yeah, but we're only just a couple minutes. I have one more inject you need to send out yet.
Roger that, N8NXT.
WNAQ, WNWO.
W8NWO, WN8Q here.
Morning, Larry. When you have a chance, do you mind sending another field situation report in WinLink, please?
Roger that. I'll do it right now, and we'll copy state EOC as well.
Thank you, sir. This is an exercise. W8NWO.
KB8SDJ, CatSGZ.
W8NWO, WN8Q.
KB8GSZ, KB8SDJ.
KB8SDJ, this is KSUZ. This is an exercise. We want to establish contact between Munson and Benzie Emergency Operations Center.
Copy that, Munson. KGSGC or SGJ, SGZ, I'm sorry, it's done. This is an exercise. Link is established and communications are perfect.
Confirmed. This is an exercise. Munson EOC is standing by. Canis using.
This is an exercise. KB8SVJ.
W8NWO, KSGZ.
KSGZ, W8NWO.
This is an exercise. This is Benzie Oxcom. We are stationed at Munson Medical Center. We are providing communications at this facility, requesting you establish a link at Charlevoix Hospital, which is also part of the Munson system. We just need someone with a radio to be present at that facility. This is an exercise.
Roger. I can be available for that. You can put me down as ESEP at Charlevoix Hospital in about 30 minutes. W8NWO, this is an exercise.
KSGZ, this is an exercise.
WNAQ, W8NWO.
W8NWO, WNAQ.
Hey, Larry. There isn't really too much else to do in the exercise. We're technically still in operation for the next hour until 11:45, but if you want to close up and call it good for the day, feel free. I think we've done our part. I just sent one more situation report from my location here just having a little fun. But if you want to look at that in WinLink, go ahead. But I think we can wrap things up. W8NWO.
Okay, roger that, Nelson. I'll send one more field report as well, and I'll keep my handheld with me. I am going to probably do some things outside, but I'll have my handheld if needed. So thanks so much, W8NWO from W8NAQ.
Okay, Larry, sounds good, and thank you very much for your help today, W8NWO.
W8NWO from N8DMH.
N8DMH, W8NWO.
Yeah, did you ever receive a Zoom link for the hot wash, or no?
Negative.
That's just beautiful.
If I get one, I'll let you know.
That works for me. N8DMH.
W8NWO.
W8ZT Mobile. W8ZT. W8ZT testing.
Hang on, clear. Hey, Dimitri.
Hey, Drake, how you doing? Appreciate it. I thought this radio broke down me yesterday. I spilled pop down the back of it, and it didn't do anything for quite a period of time. Seems to be working. W8VET.
That's always a scary time. Oh, hey, we're I'm here at Glenn's office. We're doing set stuff and eating food, so I figured I'd just let you know your stuff's working. Anything, Mitch?
Yeah, copy. Thanks. I spilled like 4 drips of pop down the back of my remote-mounted Yaesu 400 in my mobile, enough to make it not do anything and make me worried. But, hey, appreciate it. You guys have a good day. W8VET, clear.
N8DMH, W8NWO.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, technically, I'm supposed to send the last message at 11:45, releasing everybody, but I just sent it a few minutes ago. Looks like everyone's pretty much shut down anyway, so I just wanted to double-check with everyone, make sure they realize that the exercise is complete.
Yeah, we're all set on that. We're also wrapping up here, so not a problem.
Okay, thanks. W-A-N-W-O.
Hey, Derek.
KF8GDW.
A89NN mobile monitoring.
KO4JCL mobile listening.
AV9NN mobile monitoring.
KE8FGW, monitoring.
This is 88DP. Anybody copy? KF8CSC. Hi there, this is 88DP. Do you copy me?
Very nice to meet you. My name is Greg. KF8CSZ. I'm sitting in the kennel right now up here in Lewisburg, Doug.
Boy, I know a guy named Greg from Lewisburg.
Yeah, I was just sitting here eating, and all of a sudden I heard you. I yelled out on her repeater, and you didn't come back, and I was like, because I'm dual watching this channel. And I was like, oh, hey, maybe he was actually on two meters.
Yeah, well, first of all, how's my audio sound?
You sounding fine and dandy.
Very good. Well, you remember when I was talking about how I had been working on that project to actually bring the head unit from the 7800 home with me so that I could actually use it like I was sitting in the garage and not just leave it on one frequency and not even be able to turn it on and off? Well, that's what I'm doing. So I'm in the garage in Detroit. I just got the head unit in front of me, and I've been on scan all day. Actually, the ham guys have given me a task to monitor 146.800, because that appears to be the frequency we're going to use for our repeater. So I got that one in the memory, and I've been just scanning most of it. Right now is the first time I decided to actually transmit, though. But I'm sitting here transmitting using the head unit, just like I was sitting in the garage in Lewiston.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. Yeah, you're sounding fine. No problems here. You know, like I said, I was just sitting here in the diner, and next thing you know, I heard you. So you seem to be good enough for that.
Well, very good. I don't know yours. Tell me your call again. I know your GMRS call, like the back of my ham, but I don't know your ham call. Give it to me slowly. And not that there's anything wrong with that. Did I lose you? I made a silly joke, which I won't do again, but I asked for your ham call because I just realized I don't know your ham call. Your battery might have went dead or something. I'll catch you later if you're out there. This is Eddie ATP. I'll be back on scan, so I might hear you if you come back.
K-D-A-D-B, is that correct? K-E-D-Y-S.
I think you said Bravo at the end, so it's Alpha Delta 8 Delta Papa, Doug.
Doug, you got Ryan here. I just was tuning in here. I heard you talking about a repeater in Lewiston. I didn't know. I was just curious what you guys are putting together over there, if you don't mind.
No, of course not. And I recognize that call. I might be listening, but maybe we've talked before. So I have a play. I'm in Detroit right now. I don't know how long you've been listening. Tonight is the first time I'm testing using. So I'll get into the tech details of that in a minute. But I'm accessing my Yaesu 7800, which is sitting in my garage in Lewiston remotely. And up there in Lewiston, just south of town, I have. We're in the middle of a 160-foot tower erection project, which we were hoping to get done right before winter, but winter came, as you know, it came early and it came hard and it just did not let up. So the whole project was shelved all winter, but now that we finally got some decent weather, we're back at it. So putting up a 160-foot tower in my backyard, and we're going to have a 2-meter Yaesu Fusion repeater on it.
All right, I got Yaesu Fusion repeater 2-meter. Did you time out or did you end transmission?
Actually, the display shut off on me. So I'm beta testing this method of accessing the radio remotely, so bear with me. Yeah, we're weird. The display just went off. I turned it back on, so I'm back now, right?
Yes, sir, I hear you now. Yep. No problem. I got 160-foot tower, Lewiston, north of Lewiston, 2-meter fusion repeater. I travel up that way. I go through Lewiston almost every day. Well, at least a couple times a week, but I'm over in Atlanta, and, Presque Isle, Sheboygan County a lot. So I was just curious. What do you know what frequency you're using on that?
Yeah, so the project is going to put this 2-meter repeater on a fusion, a digital fusion network that we have. That's state. It's called the Eastern Michigan Link, and it goes up the entire east side of Michigan. But it will also support analog, so you can actually also key up the repeater analog, and then it'll just be a standalone local repeater. We are currently looking at the frequency of 146.800.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. All righty. Well, that sums it up for me there. AD8 Delta Papa, is that correct?
You got it. Yep, that's it. And yeah, so, and there's also going to be there's a GMRS repeater that already exists in Lewiston. If you're interested in that, but it's on a lower tower and it's surrounded by trees, and that's the guy that I was talking to right before you came in, and we're going to put also his GMRS antenna and repeater on my tower once it's up, and it's south of Lewiston, just by like 2 or 3 miles, right by Moon Lake, so just south of town.
Okay, just south of town, gotcha. Perfect. All right, well, I was just getting ready to fly out of here. I just was talking actually on a different frequency, and then I overheard your conversation, and the other guy seemed to something happened, so I just wanted to jump in there and check it out, see what was going on. So I did hear somebody was telling me the other day that they must have heard you talking about it or something about a repeater going up. So yeah, I just. like to stay up to date on stuff like that. So thank you, Doug, for the information. And my name is Ryan, and I'm currently in Harrison right now, so I will be clear on your final, and I gotta go and get something to drink here, so thanks again. K-8-D-Y-S.
All right, very good. K-8-D-Y-S. This is 88DP, and I'll talk to you again another time, I'm sure. Yeah, the retired tower climber and tower engineer that's sort of leading this project lives in Harrison. So, yeah, he's the one, it's my property. I'm paying for everything and helping with everything, but this guy is the old school. He's been climbing towers his whole life, so he's the one leading the project. So good talking to you, and keep in touch, and yeah, just keep listening out for the progress. Catch you later. 88DP. All right, let's see if Greg, did you make it back, or I got a feeling maybe your battery died or something. Nothing heard. 88DP. I'll just be clear in scanning.
KF8BMW.